This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Half the hour. It's Monday. Second full week of March 2020. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, moving from point A to point B. Point A would have been the weekend, the excitement, the fun that you had, the chilling out, whatever it was you did, whether you got sick or not. So our purpose here is to move you from sickness to health, whether it be the coronavirus that may bother you or somebody in your family, the idea that this is going to affect as many people as it might between now and election time. The two big, let's face it, ladies, the two big items on the stage, on the dais before us between now and November will be the election and who will be the next president of the United States and also who will get elected to a lot of other seats, and then the coronavirus. I have spent the weekend, I suppose studying is not the right word for it, but being engaged or immersed in the confusion of coronavirus, because that's kind of what it is for me, a lot of confusion as to how it started, how long it will last. But I have had enough doctors around me and people. I have a friend who runs an elementary school here in Los Angeles, and he's on the board of directors of his school. It's a private school. Our number of doctors. So we were having lunch yesterday, and one of the things that came up in the conversation was how he avoids it. And he said, I didn't avoid it. You remember last week when I was in the hospital and I was getting all of the, you know, I think I talked about this, didn't I, on the air? I think I talked about the friend of mine that was in the hospital and he had bags of all sorts of liquids that were, he stayed the night at Cedar Sinai. Basically the diagnosis was is he had coronavirus. He's in a school of 477 youngsters every day. That's a petri dish. If the you get around a lot of people who travel or a lot of people that kids get these things and it just goes around. And so there are a couple of things that came out of that discussions with the doctors there. One of them was something that I had not heard before. If you get zinc lozenges, you ladies can tell me if you've heard this or not, put zinc lozenges in your mouth and lie back for 4 or 5 minutes. The virus wants to live in your nose. So if you put this, if you have the zinc is so powerful when it comes to combating the bugs, you lay it in your mouth and put your head back for 4 or 5 minutes, and it will destroy the impact that it has on your body. Well, I'd never heard that before. So what did I do? I got my car, went to the nearest drugstore. Did I find any zinc lozenges? Nope. Went to the next drugstore. Did I find any zinc lozenges? Nope. Went to the next drugstore. I repeated that. I went to health food stores. I went to the Sprouts. I spent a couple of hours driving around looking for these things because it made sense what he said. It must have made sense to a lot of other people who have heard this story before we have, or I have anyway, zinc lozenges. So have you heard this? Either of you? Have any of you heard? You have.
I have a weird reaction to zinc. In fact, I don't use it because it feels like in my body, for some reason, when I do zinc, it makes things worse for me. Really? I don't know why that is.
What thing? You mean a bug?
If I'm starting to feel like I'm getting sick and someone says, do zinc, right, if I feel like I'm getting a cold or something, it seems to rapidly push the, I don't know, it seems like it makes my symptoms worse rather than better. Ooh. So I don't do zinc, but I've heard that for years, that zinc is supposed to help some people, and I know it does help some people, but for me, I don't know why
it
doesn't.
What's this, like, lie on your back for 4 minutes?
Yeah, I don't know about lying
Who
on
said
your back,
that?
But
that was the doctor who told him to lie on his back if he felt like anything.
What's
well,
the lying on the back thing do?
Put, it moves the zinc moves out of your nostril, out of your mouth, and up into your sinus cavity.
Why not just use the zinc nose wipe?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what
Zicam sells swabs, and they like zinc, and that you put them up in your nose. My grandparents love those.
Yeah. I did see Zicam.
When they travel. Zicam is zinc.
All right. I bought some zinc capsules finally and took a couple before I went to bed last night. And I feel like $1 million. How about you, ladies? How do you feel? You ready to go?
Yeah. I'm fighting a cold, so yay.
Yay. All right, so Jen, what is you're fighting a cold? The cold will not lead to the corona. I suppose anything could lead to it. It depends on what you're exposed to. I know getting on the plane Saturday night to come back here, the guy who was sitting next to me had bought a bunch of wipes. And he was wiping his seat and wiping it all around his whole area. And he looked at me and I looked at him and I smiled. I said, "You got an extra one?" He said, "Sure." So I wiped down my seat, especially since what we talked about. It has nothing to do with the coronavirus, but just the filth that's in the airplane in general.
You know, this thing is really teaching us all good habits that we should be doing anyway. Washing our hands. I've been touching my face way less than I do before. My skin's
going to look amazing
after this. We're all washing seats on airplanes. Like, we should all be doing these things anyway. So, I don't know.
And the bonus is airplanes are going to be cleaner. Amtrak has issued, they've stopped direct service between New York and D.C., which makes no sense, but their trains are going to get scrubbed down and schools are getting scrubbed down. So everything's just going to be cleaner.
What's the reason for stopping service? From what?
Because of the coronavirus. But I don't understand.
It only goes to Washington?
Well, no, the Acela train goes from New York to D.C.
It goes to Boston. It goes from Boston.
Right,
to
but they're only canceling New York to D.C., which makes no sense.
People in Boston
sense,
are cleaner, much cleaner than the people in
But the weird thing is they're only canceling the nonstop. The ones that make stops, which bring in more people and more germs. Mm-hmm. So, like, canceling nonstop would have the least exposure. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. But my husband's boss is affected by it, so we have to see what that situation is going to look like. Cause
I just
don't
understand all this panic. It's so
over the top.
It is. Yeah, it's crazy. News media.
Everybody is losing their mind. And it's so funny. Like, I don't know if you ladies have noticed, and I don't know how it is in the men's room, Doug, but I know, like, everybody's looking at each other when we wash our hands. Like, everybody, you know, they're the people who come in and just rinse, and you're like, ugh. And then they're the people who are standing there scrubbing it.
I've definitely done some judging while I'm, like, going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Someone else goes out, and I'm like, okay, how long are they washing their hands for?
Everybody's tossing looks. I mean, it's just very strange. It's really, really weird.
So there are two things that maybe we think about with regard to this. The good, the kind of thing that Kara just exposed us to, like, we're becoming much more conscious of our individual health and well-being, washing our hands, the space around us, that sort of thing. Probably your car or your truck or whatever it is that you drive around, it could use a scrub as well. Anything that other people have been in with you. You'd be amazed at what's on the seat in your own car or your truck, that kind of stuff. Whatever areas there are, the house, if you have guests that come into us, that sort of thing. So that has made us more, our community, a sense of community, been smarter. But also another part of the collective response has been, in my estimation, more dangerous than the virus itself. You're not likely to get the virus, but if you do get it, it'll pass through your body in about 3 days. If you're older, you get respiratory problems, that kind of stuff.
If you have respiratory problems, then of any age, really, you know, that does make you more vulnerable.
Right.
But other than that, it's,
people are acting like this hasn't existed before.
Yeah.
That's
right.
What really is.
Well, the headline of the New York Times, was it Saturday, Jennifer? There was a four-page piece on is this the next killer of millions of people because the flu of 1918, my grandmother, my father's mother died in that, and millions and millions and millions of people did. But this is not that. It may affect people depending again on where you are and your own psyche, because your psyche, your thoughts are things. If you think you're going to get it, if you think you're going to be sick, probably got a better chance of getting it. But what also is going on?
But it's not new. That's the point.
No.
Like, if you look at, like, Lysol bottles and Clorox bottles, coronavirus has been on there for a very long time.
Yeah. Did you see?
It's also going to come back again next year. So you could get it now and then also get it again next year. This is not something that's going away, like you said.
Did you see what I posted on my Facebook page on Friday? Facebook.com/Doug Steffen. There's a can that has the Corona beer label on it, and in the can is a bottle of Lysol. The response
more,
I got.
More bad news for Corona beer.
Like any other.
We're going
to drink Corona. That's another thing. If I drink Corona beer, we're going to get the coronavirus? Ooh-wee.
This virus is also revealing how stupid people are.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Obviously, they are not connected. Oh, my God.
So, the prices on hand sanitizer, Survivor staples, online sellers up the price by 50% to 100% to 150%. Stock market. A friend of mine called me on Saturday. I wonder sometimes how good a friend he is. He's a very well-to-do guy. And he says, well, your radio program is going to go into the tank because all the advertisers are going to go away because the stock market's going down, 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 down. And does that offer a snapshot of what America is all about? Gripped by virus, mental health experts warn that that's the more difficult thing to deal with, more dangerous thing to deal with, the fear mongering and the damn newspaper. There was a whole Friday night on 2020. They devoted 2 hours and they went on the air. This is a live report, and here's what's going on.
But
I know you love to blame the news media,
but people are legitimately freaked out about this. SiriusXM, because of that. Yeah, but SiriusXM has a coronavirus channel now.
But that's just part of the news, like all the time.
But that's part of the reason people are freaked out is because that's all they're seeing and hearing. It's all we're talking about. I mean, how many flu seasons do we sit around and talk about the flu every single day?
I think 13,000 people have already died this year from the flu, and no one's talking about that.
Yeah, and
I
how many? 377 people have. There are 377 cases of this in the country. My son is supposed to be going to Italy for his honeymoon next month.
No, he won't.
Nope.
Not sorry.
I know three people who are supposed to be going on honeymoons in Italy this year, and not sure any of them are going to work out.
They closed down Northern Italy. Closed down.
It's killing the cruise industry. It's killing the travel industry. It's like...
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know.
No.
I have a friend, I think I've told you, she works for AMA Waterways, and she's like, this is just... ridiculous. Everybody's calling to reschedule. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So the doomsday, please, folks, it isn't, you're not going to, the caution against the infection is an intelligent way to deal with your own health, maybe your surrounding, your areas, that kind of stuff. But to go through all of this stuff and see what it's going to do, America is going to be tested. And by the way, this is not good, Jennifer, for the Trumpsters. Because if the economy goes into the tank, that's for sure going to be, you can make sure the Democrats are going to, look, see, even the economy's terrible.
Well, they already are. I mean, that was one of, before Bloomberg got out of the race, he went and hurried up and made a commercial and talked about the coronavirus and how it was Trump's fault and yada yada. It's like, it's just enough. It's just enough.
What's reasonable? The question is, what is a reasonable response? And I suppose a lot of it depends on where you are. Most of the people that I have been in contact with and whose beliefs I subscribe to do agree with the lady that we had on that grew up in Wuhan. I think it was a week ago Friday we had her on, Victoria. And she said that whatever number you hear out of China, multiply it times 40, and that's what the reality is. And so if that's the case, there's really a problem. 13 people have died, in Seattle at this point. Isn't it 13? I think it is, something like that. And it's all around a nursing home, isn't it? Somebody got into a nursing home.
And one in California from the cruise ship, and I guess that person was already sick before they went on the cruise ship. So And now they're taking that same cruise ship and they're docking it in Oakland, and they're going to let certain people off because they're the ones that got the coronavirus test kits flown into them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess there's 21 cases from the person who died on that ship. So
And there are a lot of people that are just postponing everything. Come on, get together. It's 21 after the hour. This is a DJV program for Monday.
Do you-
you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Well, I suppose we can keep the coronavirus conversation going. It may be that we may be able to talk about a few other things today, but right now our musical focus here at this point in every hour is about 23 after the hour right now on the DJV program. We spend 4 or 5 minutes talking about some musical news, and I suppose the big story of the weekend is that the South by Southwest Festival has been canceled because everybody's all got the butter boobas regarding coronavirus. One of the largest media festivals, tech festivals of the year, canceled. Supposed to take place next weekend in Austin, Texas. On the Friday, the folks there in Austin, it's actually, that's Travis County, declared a local state of disaster. Good God. Banned events with more than 2,500 people unless organizers can assure them they have a plan in place to mitigate infectious diseases. What's the magic about 2,500? What difference does it make? Whether it's 25, whether it's 2, whether it's 25,000, whether it's 2.5 million? The Texas Health and... You're right, Kara. It does show you how stupid people are and what sheep they are. The Health and Human Services folks confirmed 5 cases in Texas, so they're all going to go to South by Southwest and breathe in your face, apparently. The crowds... listen, there are $350 million that are pumped into the Austin economy.
Yeah. The other thing that's interesting is that those cases might not be in Austin, but they're not canceling other, like, you know, there are other, like, other events going on still, concerts and other gatherings of people. So I don't really know why it was this one that got canceled. I think there might have been a petition or something. Yeah.
I think that was what it was. Is that a bunch?
What'd you say? I didn't hear what you said about what it was. What?
Oh, I said a bunch of corporations had pulled out, and I think
sponsors.
What led to it.
Yeah.
And people are, you know, people are freaked out. CPAC, which is the conservative political
action. That's what I'm
action,
freaked out about.
Yeah, whatever. you know CPAC. It was last week, and so Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, decided to self quarantine himself because one of the attendees had coronavirus, and apparently Ted Cruz shook his hand and spent some time with him. So now Ted Cruz is just self quarantining himself. So
go get some zinc, Ted. You'll be all set.
Yeah, I guess.
South by Southwest draws hundreds of thousands of people. It's been going on for 34 years. The first time it's been canceled. And they don't, you know, are you going to refund the money? Can you do it later on in the year? What do you do? All these people that have been supposedly on the docket. Janelle Monáe was supposed to be there, Ozzy Osbourne, Roger Waters, Roger Waters and Nile Rodgers, Trent Reznor, Kim Kardashian, Judd Apatow. Why would Kim Kardashian attract a crowd?
She was talking. She was going to be speaking on a panel about criminal justice reform because they have different, like TED Talk kind of.
Yeah. Okay.
Presentation, yep. Keynote speakers.
250 different musicians were supposed to appear as well. So that's takes its toll. Or is taking its toll. Now, also in the coronavirus fear department, Justin Bieber has now announced he's going to downgrade his stadium tour. Bieber supposed to go on a 45-stop tour in North America starting in May. 45 different cities changes what the tour is called. 8 of the stadiums he has have scheduled, where he was supposed to be in there, have been replaced with smaller arenas. What the hell is the matter?
Again,
with
if you can't be in a stadium, then why is it okay to be in an arena with, you know, 12,000 people? I don't get it.
None of this makes any sense. Anyway, 8 arenas postponed.
He couldn't fill them up.
I was thinking that. I was actually thinking.
He's using this, isn't it?
Yeah, because this album is not good, and in my opinion, I don't like it at all. I don't like any of the songs that he's done so far. His last album was great. This is terrible. And I don't know that he's got the buzz right now that he used to have. So I was thinking, like, is he using this as an excuse?
Maybe a lot of them will, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people will stay away from going to these sort of things. Good business for people who produce, like, Netflix and Apple and all these other outfits that do the nasty on the movie scene. 28 past the hour.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yet another U.S. state declaring a state of emergency because of the coronavirus outbreak.
I am declaring a state of emergency to ensure that we are able to swiftly deploy the personnel and resources necessary to address coronavirus in Oregon.
Governor Kate Brown's declaration comes as the coronavirus has now been confirmed in at least 33 U.S. states, as well as the District of Columbia.
Direct communication is critical, and I think it's really important that you try to take all the politics out of it on both sides of the aisle.
And that's Maryland Governor Larry Hogan speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Another round of primaries set for tomorrow. Voters will cast ballots in Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, Washington, and Idaho. North Dakota will hold Democratic caucuses. The Democratic race now between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Monday morning here on the DJV program. Have you survived the weekend? Victoria complained on Friday. Oh, it's that spring ahead thing. You gotta move the clock ahead by an hour. I'll lose all that sleep.
It's so annoying. It's pitch black. It's pitch black out.
I can
hey,
for
me
you.
Too. Moon.
When Jennifer and I are on the air here in California, it's always pitch black.
I know. Two I feel jobs like I'm with you guys. In the dark. I'm literally looking at the full moon right now, which is gorgeous, by
beautiful.
The way.
Beautiful. Full moon. But, you're right about that. Yeah. Great.
But
full
it's
moon.
Just insane that I'm awake and looking
lots
at the moon.
Great astrological benefits coming. According to our expert,
this
Laura Banks.
Is going to be a whack, though. It's Friday the 13th. Full moon, Mercury in retrograde. Almost
Mercury's
over.
Out today.
It actually goes direct. Yeah. It takes a couple days to get going, though. Yeah. But let's still say full moon, Friday the 13th, and the time change. And what's really funny is that, because we all know the stories about the day after the time change, that they're the day when people have the most car accidents and heart attacks and yada, yada. And I was talking to Jeff, my fiancé, who works at Kaiser, and he oversees everyone that calls in and makes appointments and that sort of thing at Kaiser. And he said that they actually warn their staff on full moon days because people, the number of calls go up. And people are whacked out. Like, they're the weird ones that call in on a full moon to make an appointment.
Oh,
so I guess that's just
well, there's
it's a
lot
myth
of people
that is true.
Asking, like, well, I'm looking around Facebook and some of the other social media sites. people are asking for good sources of information on COVID-19. Who's the right doctor to listen to? What happens in Italy? I just went to the Italy site. 3,089 cases there, 107 deaths. All schools and universities are closed. Apparently it was caused by 8 Chinese people who flew from China to northern Italy. Backflow. Apparently it's a problem in Israel, too. There are 5,000 some odd cases there, and we know what's going on in Iran, so it's there, and it is going to have its impact. But there are a lot of people looking. If you're looking for good information, the good status sites, I don't know whether you ladies are looking around for that or you just to take the news media, but it's interesting how even on some of the local blogs that I follow, there's an edemocracy.org site that has a lot of local news in it from my neck of the woods in Massachusetts, and it's really interesting as to how people are even getting into it on the local level. Oh, what are we going to do? What do we look at? So technologyreview.com has a list of a lot of coronavirus dashboards, technologyreview.com, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So today, also, Victoria, I forgot to ask you where you were going. I don't know whether you want to strip out.
Well, it's related to coronavirus, and so yeah. It's Tito's Vodka. I don't know if you guys saw this over the weekend. This has cracked me up. So, you know, we know people are really dumb, and people just are overreacting to
Except
this.
Except for our listeners, we don't have any dummies here.
No, but like people are way overreacting to this, and Tito's Vodka came out with a statement over the weekend imploring people to stop using their vodka as a hand sanitizer. And they said, I don't know who would waste vodka on this, but apparently people are doing this. And so people have even gone online and are bragging about using Tito's Vodka as their, you know, DIY hand sanitizer.
Why would they use junky vodka? Why actually use
Exactly. If you're going to be dumb enough to think that you can use vodka. Well, here's the thing. So Tito's issued a statement over the weekend saying, per the CDC, hand sanitizer needs to be at least 60% alcohol. All vodka is only 40%. Tito's is no different. It's only 40% alcohol. It is not strong enough to actually kill the coronavirus. So, again, people are so dumb. Don't be dumb. And use regular hand sanitizer if you need to. But doctors are also saying that that's still not the best option. Good old-fashioned soap and water and scrubbing your hands for 20 seconds is still the number one line of defense. Hand sanitizer can be used, you know, intermittently throughout the day if you want, but scrubbing your hands with soap and water is still the best way to do it. And don't use vodka, because it's not going to work.
Drink the vodka, though, because then you'll forget you have coronavirus.
Drink it. Feel better. Yes. Right.
Jenna, did you go to church yesterday?
No.
A lot of
I went to Luke's birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, Luke.
Yeah.
Catholic parishes apparently rethought certain rituals around the country, certain distribution of sacraments. That's changed somewhat. I don't know how. That's why I was wondering whether you went or not. I saw that. And then there are a lot of people. We, in Framingham, the government closed down all the parks. You know, it's outside. Hello. And it was warm weekend. It was a wonderful warm.
They closed down the parks? Weekend.
They closed down the parks. Libraries have been closed. There are a lot of trips. We're coming up on college break. Isn't semester?
Spring break
next week.
Up.
Spring break is next week coming or so. Up. And a lot of the schools have just said, no, we're not going to allow you to go travel anywhere. We don't want people getting sick. Youngsters in play groups. Miles, my grandson, yesterday went to a play group. And some of the parents didn't let their children come because they didn't want the other children to put toys in their mouths. Their children share toys and, you know, that sort of thing. There's all kinds of stuff. You can think about this thing from top to bottom, in and out of your life. Where I think it makes sense are the healthcare facilities for the elderly. That's the group that's most at risk for contracting.
And for kids.
Classrooms,
you know, the elderly and
schools.
Kids. Luke's birthday party was at his Taekwondo gym, and then he had his belt test on Saturday, so I was there 2 days in a row, and went to a concert, so I really exposed myself this weekend. Probably not the safest things, but they made an announcement to the parents, and they said, look, we're going to be deep cleaning. They said, look, Doug, we're going to be deep cleaning the gym on Monday, because a lot of parents had come in there and said, Wait a second. How many times do you scrub down? No, but how often do you scrub down the dojo? I don't know. And the walls, and I understand that because you have a lot of sweat. You have probably a lot of kids with snot that probably exchange it all over that place because it's a lot of work.
People are canceling gym memberships too now. It's affecting like every industry. It's crazy.
And the scams, unbelievable. There are so many scams to watch out for regarding this. It is just amazing. The people who are exploiting your fear or others' fear around coronavirus. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's an attorney that appears on our weekend countdown show and somebody that I've known for 40-some-odd years, has written a book called Scamicide. And, excuse me, doesn't he have a, he's a website carrier, too. And it's all about scams. And this is the phishing going on, fraudulent donation requests, sales of health products that have unfounded claims that just don't work. So for heaven's sakes, when you see on your computer a link from a source you don't know, don't click on it. You got to be nuts.
But even then, like I was looking at a website for some clothes the other day that I hadn't been on before, and I noticed one of the sections was masks. Like, literally, it had, like, shorts, dresses, masks. And I clicked on it, and it's, like, a set of 10 for, like, $45. Now, I don't know what the price... Yeah. I've never looked at masks before, so I don't really know what they go for.
That sounds pricey,
but,
though.
Yeah, it's just... I mean, everywhere. And I guess anyone who has a mask is like, well, let me go on eBay and sell this for $100.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just it's crazy, and they don't do anything.
Yeah. And the car business is off. I was talking to a friend of mine on Saturday who runs a car dealership in Massachusetts, and they've been selling 150 cars a month since last year. And he says, we already noticed the traffic is down. Southwest Airlines has just released an update on how they're dealing with, I saw this, American did it, United did it, so they all say the same thing. We are in close communication with medical professionals, government agencies, and internal teams to stay on top of this situation. According to the most recent information, for most people, the immediate risk of being exposed is thought to be low. And, of course, they're going to tell you that. They don't want you not to fly. But they all got deals, man. You want to try take a trip? I made my next reservation to go back and forth across the country, $100 less than it was last time. And the planes are not full. People are just freaking out. Come on. Calm down. It's okay. You know, and even if you get it, it'll go through your system in a couple of days and bingo. And as Victoria said, there are some who are saying, depending on the derivation of this, that it will be around next year as well in some form. As far as sports news is concerned, the National Hockey League is closing locker room access to the news media because of the coronavirus. The new policy came on.
Just because they're dirty.
Recommend what? The rooms or the people
playing? The news media.
Yeah, that could be, yeah. All media availability will be conducted in formal news conferences. So what, you can't get it there? What's the difference?
Right, exactly.
Come on.
The other thing I thought was interesting is that at spring training, they're handing out pads of paper to all the players and their own pen so that the players aren't touching pens and memorabilia from the fans to sign autographs. So they're signing their name on pieces of paper and then handing them out to the crowd instead of taking the stuff from the fans.
Wow.
Okay.
So for anybody who wants that baseball signed, sorry.
Yeah. No, we can sign it and just pass it along. Nobody will know the difference. Okay. Today, 44 after the hour, by the way, today is Purim. It ought to be, Purim is, not, it's an interesting word, actually. It's a formal noun from the Yiddish. Every year, starting on the Hebrew date of Adar 14, which is March 9th, Jewish people all over the world celebrate the victorious festival of Purim. It's commemorating the salvation of the Jewish people in Persia from the cruel plot to rid them from the world. So, if you're Jewish, you understand this is something I've grown up around.
Purim's a big deal for Jewish people.
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, it speaks to their whole existence.
Yeah.
Ever since the Jewish faith began, people have been trying to push them into the sea. It's been going on for millennia. The fact that the Muslims you didn't want them around and still don't? This is for what? Because they're their brothers. If you look at a Semite, you can't tell the difference. I'm talking about a dark-skinned, big-nosed Semite from the Middle East. You can't tell the difference between somebody who's Jewish and somebody who's Muslim, because they all look the same. And by the way, most of their traditions are the same. Most of the holidays are around the same type, around the same time of year. Their cultural things are very much the same. The fact there is so much animosity that had been going on for so long between this is, you know, we think the people, the coronavirus has brought out the dummy in us. That stuff is really, when you consider even the resurgence of anti-Semitism by some of the skinheads in Germany and what's going on here among certain cults and elsewhere around the country, the world, it just is completely pure ignorance. So, something that is, you're right. And by the way, if you didn't know it, this week is called Support Regenerative Farming Week. Support Regenerative Farming Week. This is supposed to raise public awareness, a group of farmers, people who know what's going on. If you don't know what's going on in the GMO world, genetically modified organisms in your food, during this week, there's a lot more stuff around. It may get lost in the foolishness around the coronavirus, but there ought to be, look for something. There'll be, I'm sure the local newspapers and certain sites focus on how to eat healthier, and if anything comes out of this thing, keeping our world cleaner, but eating better as well, I think, Victoria, the idea that GMOs are as difficult as they are, the threat to life that comes from genetic engineering, the stuff, for the most part, isn't safe. It isn't beneficial. They'll tell you the farmers are being told by the people who, you know, sell this stuff that they can grow more, it'll be better for the planet because we can grow more food, which is complete crap. You do grow more food, but what's the quality of the food? Factory farms have had a devastating impact not only on the environment, but public health, the welfare of people and animals, that kind of stuff. So just to keep in mind, it's called Regenerative Farming Week. So here we go into Beauty and the Beast getting a prequel. This is going to be a TV show, though, on Disney Plus, right? Yeah. And so
it's
going to
be fun because you'll get to see LeFou and Gaston before. Yeah, it's going to be. It takes place before they roll into town to try to woo Belle. So you get to see what they were up to before. I think it's really cute.
Yeah. Okay. So that's good news. What do we have good news wise on television tonight, Jen Jen?
Well, the big news for Kara is that The Bachelor season finale starts tonight, but it's going to be a tough decision, so he needs two nights. Tonight it'll be night number one. That's on ABC tonight at 8 o'clock, and it will be drama-filled, no doubt about it. Now, the season finale of 911 Lone Star happens on Fox tonight at 8 o'clock.
Just get started.
I know. It's a short series for the first season. We'll see if it gets picked up or not. And then Cosmos is the globe's most watched science program on National Geographic, and there's a new version of it. It's called Cosmos Possible World, 13 new episodes about the past, the present, and the future of humanity. That's on National Geographic tonight at 9 o'clock. And the Spring Baking Championship, the season premiere is at 9 o'clock on Food Network.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, the future of humanity is over, right? Coronavirus is going to wipe us all out. Okay. Never. Finished. Well, the bugs will take over sooner or later, but I think it's going to be a while before they all really take over. Consumer protection here on the DJV program, 10 before the hour.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour on this Monday, it's DJV program Tech Talk time. Tori Keelan and Doug Steffen here to deliver some information that will make your headache worse. Those of you who have a smartphone, if you've got a headache, listen up. Here's Victoria with the details.
Yeah, if you think that time spent on your smartphone might be contributing to your headaches, you might be right. According to a new study, that was the case for 400 people who listed themselves as having a primary headache condition, which includes migraines, tension headaches, other types of headaches that were not caused by an illness. And so they followed these 400 people. They filled out all kinds of surveys, and turns out that the participants reported that using their cell phones, their smartphones is not like flip phones like Doug has, but an actual smartphone. It turns out that it actually can make your headaches a lot worse. 96% of smartphone users were more likely to also use pain-relieving drugs compared to 81% of non-smartphone users. And the bad thing is, it turns out 84% of those people using the pain-relieving drugs found that they were not as effective as people who didn't use a smartphone. So there are a lot of things that can be contributed to by smartphones with the headache stuff. Number one, they said that people who use smartphones have a higher occurrence of aura, which describes a warning sensation that's experienced before an attack of epilepsy or migraine, and that's compared to non-smartphone users. And then they also said that some of the behaviors that go along with smartphone use can contribute to headaches. The neck, and I'm sure our Dr. Jack Stockwell would really love to talk about this too. Bending your neck down, which people call, like, you know, text neck, is having your neck permanently in that position when you're using your smartphone can really increase your chances of migraine and tension headaches. Eye strain is another big one. If you're not using protective glasses that have, cut out the blue light from when you're looking at a computer or any kind of screen, Then eye strain is another big problem that also caused improper focusing, and it can increase with your excessive phone use and holding the device too close to your face. And so that can also cause more headaches. So be very careful if you are experiencing headaches and you don't really know the cause of it. Check out what your smartphone habits are, and most likely it could be a contributing factor.
All right. As a word to the wise, perhaps, that there may be sufficient, 5G can potentially benefit everything from entertainment and gaming to education, public safety. Now you can have it on your smartphone. Andy Solomon has the story, sponsored here by T-Mobile.
5G is here. It's the next generation of wireless network technology, and T-Mobile has the first and only nationwide 5G network. And unlike other wireless providers, T-Mobile is giving 5G access at no extra cost. Tech expert Andrea Smith.
If you're looking to upgrade to a 5G phone, the new Samsung Galaxy S20 flagship devices are here. The S20 Plus and the S20 Ultra are the first smartphones in the U.S. that tap into the full potential of 5G. They're available today at T-Mobile with amazing deals.
These deals are for everyone, even businesses.
Get up to half off the latest Samsung Galaxy smartphones via bill credits with an eligible trade-in, or snag a BOGO offer with bill credits when adding a line. And only T-Mobile includes 5G in all of its plans. That means anyone can get two lines starting at just $90 a month plus tax for T-Mobile Essentials with 5G included.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com.
Next up, a focus on white-collar companies and what they're doing with the coronavirus. We will not be able to escape this for a while, Victoria.
Yeah, well, not just white-collar companies, because those companies actually are asking employees to work from home, and that's fine. People can easily telecommute. But what's really being affected is the gig economy. Gig companies like Uber and Lyft and Postmates and Instacart and things like that. Those companies are really being affected. Engineers and the business managers at those companies can bring their laptops home, but what about the people who actually drive the Uber or deliver groceries or food? Those people are really affected, and Uber and Lyft have announced that they will compensate drivers for up to 14 days if they're diagnosed with coronavirus, or they will be, or if they're put under quarantine by health authorities. And so Instacart says that they have some of their shoppers who actually pick the groceries and deliver them to you, that some of them will qualify for sick pay, but not all. And this is kind of throwing this entire industry into disarray because, for one, the biggest debate that's been going on for years now with all these companies are these employees full-time employees or are they independent contractors? If they're independent contractors, then nothing has to happen. But a lot of lawmakers are imploring these companies, hey, wait a minute, you can't just leave people, you know, out in the dust here. Like, you've got to take care of them. And so that's kind of pushing the boundary of, are they going to be now considered full-time employees? And that may be something that comes from the coronavirus.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.